This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar ended her bid for the Democratic presidential nomination Monday, following similar moves by Pete Buttigieg on Sunday and Tom Steyer over the weekend. The trio of withdrawals leaves four major Democratic contenders going into Super Tuesday tomorrow. Those are Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. Polls show Biden winning 7 of the 14 states voting in Democratic primaries on Tuesday. Sanders coming out on top in 6 states. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is feeling confident heading into Super Tuesday now that he has his first ever primary win behind him.
I think we can win most of the southern states. We're in contention, including in Texas. It's going to be very hard to make up the ground in California, but I think we can make up a lot of ground in California in 3 days.
But Bernie Sanders, who has more money and better outreach, is feeling pretty good, too.
We have an excellent chance to win some of the largest states in this country and states all across this country because of the coalition that we're putting together, because of the issues that we are talking about.
Both Sanders and Biden appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The U.S. reported 4 more coronavirus deaths on Monday. The deaths in the western state of Washington pushed the U.S. toll to 6 as the virus continues to spread across the globe, including about 100 cases in the United States. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke to reporters Monday about the new deaths.
On behalf of the president and all of the American people, we extend our deepest condolences and sympathies to the families of those that were lost.
The World Health Organization reported nearly 9 times more cases outside China than inside the country. New reports of the outbreak in New York, Berlin, and Moscow. The death toll has surpassed 3,000. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The Dow Jones on Monday surged more than 1,200 points on hopes that central banks will act to shelter the global economy from the coronavirus. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The Dow rebounded, adding 1,293 points, which is the biggest point gain ever for the market, to close up 5% at 26,703. The S&P added 135 points, 4.6%, to end the day at 3,089. And the NASDAQ gained 384 points, 4.5%, to close at 8,952. The huge gains clawed back some of the ground lost in a massive sell-off last week from coronavirus concerns. Julie Walker, New York.
The Trump administration on Monday said it's imposing a cap on the number of Chinese citizens permitted to work for China's major state-run media companies in the United States at any given time. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the move in a tweet, urging Beijing to respect freedom of expression. U.S. officials took the measure several weeks after China revoked the press credentials of 3 Wall Street Journal reporters based in Beijing. The journalists were expelled after the Wall Street Journal printed an opinion piece criticizing China. Syrian government forces have recaptured the town of Sarakab on the highway between Damascus and Aleppo, one day after Turkish fighter jets reportedly shot down 2 Syrian government warplanes. Damascus also claims it shot down 3 Turkish drones. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
The Syrian army said it had recaptured the town and the highway, which it lost to Turkish-backed rebels last week. Qatari-owned Al Jazeera TV claimed that rebels continue to control the outskirts of Sarakab and that fighting has not ended. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told supporters Monday that Turkey has exacted a heavy toll on Syrian government forces. Erdogan claimed he was receiving numerous phone calls from world leaders, including German Prime Minister Angela Merkel, as well as a visit Monday from Bulgarian Prime Minister Boyko Borisov. Both Russia and Turkey confirmed that Erdogan would meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Thursday. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Voters in the South American nation of Guyana began casting ballots Monday in a general election to decide which of its main parties will control the country's economy during an expected boom from newly discovered oil deposits. And Iraq's prime minister-designate Mohammed Alawi has withdrawn from contention, accusing lawmakers of obstructing his attempt to form a government. Marissa Melton, VOA News.